The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. It's good to be back with you this week. I took a little break last week, really needed it. So thank you for understanding that. Today we're going to talk about, we had a new moon in Taurus yesterday, April 22nd. We're going to talk about that because you're still in that energy of that. You know, that lasts for a week to 2 weeks. And so that just happened yesterday, but we're also going to talk about the Pluto going retrograde and what that means, because Pluto and all those planets, everything was direct all at once, which is what we've been feeling in the last month or so out there, like just everything moving and changing so fast. So what does that mean when it goes retrograde? And so some of that's going to start shifting things and how we see it playing out. Now today, our focus is a little bit more about how can we work with planting new seeds for the future? How can we move forward after everything we've been through in the last couple of months? And absolutely, that's what you want to do. You don't want to be stuck. You don't want to be afraid. You want to, okay, you know, I just got to change it up. Some of the stuff won't go back to the way it was, and some will, you know, it just depends. But what can we do to plant seeds for our future? What can we do to shift that up? So I'm going to break it down into two different sections of the show. I'll talk about the new moon that came in yesterday, and you're still in that energy. And then we'll talk about the Pluto retrograde. So you have an understanding about what all this means for us. Of course, we always go and we tap in with the angels, and I always ask them for guidance and insights that I can share with you about these topics, because there's so much rapid change, and we don't want to feel like we just can't move or shift or change. That's the whole thing right here, is we're all changing in very, very different ways. And everybody has something different they may or may not need to do. So please know that. And I want to thank everyone that supports the show. I want to thank everyone that tunes in. We're going through a lot of changes here in my office, and we're working to shift things up a lot. So I don't know what that is either. I'm planting new seeds too. Planting new seeds where we can do it better, where we can grow with this. Because even though we have spiritual teachers, metaphysical teachers, I'm a little bit of that, both of those actually, and then I'm energy healing, work with the angelic realm. However, you know, we have a lot of different teachers out there that are specializing in different things. We're all adjusting and shifting to what do you need now? I mean, not just me, but a lot of people. And I feel so inspired that, you know what, just everything that we did do wasn't a mistake. It's more, we need to change it and update now. We need to be different with it now. And I'm talking about the approach, or how, or what you need, things like that. That's what I'm focusing on with my work, is what I can do differently. So I've completely, you know, stopped certain things to reorchestrate that, rearrange, you know, shift it, see what we need to put out there. So the energy is not being drained into something you don't need or isn't working for you. Things like that. Stuff like that is happening a lot for all of us, really. You might not be in this field, but you might be feeling it in your own way of work. I mean, everybody just all at once was learning how to work from home that never worked from home. That was really different for a lot of people. And you were adjusting, you know, maybe you know, just adjusting to not seeing everybody physically all the time and just different like that. I think it gave us an opportunity in a positive way. I always look for something positive in challenges to reconnect with people energetically, to realize that we still have spirit and energy that way, that we can always have that connection. So there's a lot going on, I know, and I hope everyone is doing their due diligence to stay well out there. So what about this new moon? Let's talk about that one first. The new moon was yesterday, April 22nd, and it does bring the opportunity because it's a Taurus moon. It's all about, you know, it's creative. It's also an earth sign. It's very anchored. It's methodical. It does not rush. Okay. This won't overwhelm you like that. But it's calling for us to think about what we want to create moving forward. What do we want to change? What do we want to do different? What do we want to bring into our life? What can we do to build a better future moving forward that will work now with a changing world? Right? So we got that going on. It's asking you to set, maybe set some small goals. Take it one step at a time. Just start to make a movement or a step, even though it might be very, very small and simple, in that direction that you want to achieve. That's what this new moon is about. It's also letting you know this energy is about, okay, there's brand new coming into your life. It's out there on the horizon. It's not quite here yet. That's what the planting the seeds is. We plant seeds, we wait for the plants to grow, and then there's a harvest later. Now's the time to be planting that intention of what you want to do. Why not? We've had time to be more introspective. We've had time to be in our own space and think about how we want to do things different. I'm just as busy with it as you are. This is the stepping stone. This energy with this new moon is the stepping stone to that new path moving forward. Remember, this one is encouraging us to plant the seeds. It, you know, take some time for intentions. Take time to think about what you really want to bring into your life. What do you want to change? What needs to be different? I mean, even if it doesn't feel possible, give it some respect and give it some intention. That's a law of attraction thing. You know, sometimes we feel like, oh, we can't do that. We can't do this. We can't do that. That's a belief that you can't. That's the way I feel about it. And when you start to realize, well, it seems impossible now, but it's truly what I want with intention, put it out there. Let the universe know. Let the universe know. Now, it really wants you to think about the things that have tripped you up in the past, too. Like, what's that side of you, that shadow side of you that always talks you out of things, talks you out of it, the critic, you know, things like that. Go head to head with that a little bit. Think about it and go, you know, you always taught me out of something I really want to do or I really want to change, but not this time. Not this time. Because the energies of 2020 are really here to make things different. If you haven't noticed already. Yes, it has. It's done that quite a bit. So when you sit with these shadow sides of us, or you sit with that side that's not so positive and kind of critic, it can actually teach you a lot. And it can actually be a doorway to very eye-opening information that you need to find within yourself. Because there is that saying, as above, so below. You hear that a lot with metaphysics or astrology. As above, so below. Our inner world reflects out into the outer world. Why is that? With law of attraction, an explanation would be what we believe we are is what we will see in our reality. And so, yeah, you want to go with those intentions. Yes, you want to go and challenge those sides of you that are skeptic and try to talk you out of things. Because it can show you what's holding you back. Like, I don't want to keep doing this and it not go anywhere. Things like that. You look at it and you go, you know what? That's a belief. I always feel like that's the belief. I believe that critic more than I do my dreams. That's what'll happen. We believe all of that before we believe something could really happen that we want. What if we were to shift that? What if you were finding ways to start to give the energy of what you want to change more time than the critic? That's what this new moon can help you with. So it's a really good one. New moons are about beginnings. This one is about planting new seeds for your future to go in a different direction or how you want it to go. This is a fine-tuning timeline. How would you design it? How would you lay it out? And you go into detail about it. You really think about it. Like, well, this is what I want to do different. I want to do this or I want to do that. And when you look at the big picture of the whole thing, it probably seems impossible right now. That happens and we believe, oh, it's impossible, so we don't even try. But what if you were to put the plan out there and then you had your short-term goals and you said, you know, that seems really difficult now, but I could do this little part. See, now you're finding ways to shift the energy on the inner world that will start to become your outer world. So it is as above, so below. Our beliefs, our thoughts, our inner world is really a mirror and a reflection of what we will see on the outside. So that's, if you think of that, I really like that analogy when working with Law of Attraction, because it'll help you see what's going on in here that's not working for me. Did you hear that? It's like, oh, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, the energy can cancel out if it doesn't believe it. So that right there can be a simple way for you to have a self-check, like, all right, I'm believing in that negative mind more than I am what I really want to change. And I don't understand why I keep looping around. Well, that might be some places to find some clues. So think about that with the new moon. Now, that influence is now probably about a week or two. And then when the full moon comes, that's when we're releasing things that we realized, oh, okay, need to get rid of this and that. Now, think about the energies of how this can work for you, not against you. How can this work for you? How can what we're experiencing right now out in the world help us shift into a different direction? I mean, we all kind of was like, okay, we're all going to do this at the same time. Yes, we are. But we all have different ways we can achieve something. Something similar, but maybe something else. You know, wait, you know what? I never thought of it that way because I was always in a routine of, you know, going in a completely different direction, getting up, leaving my house, and it wasn't home till that night, you know, that kind of thing. So now it's changed a lot. And we can take the vibrations of this new moon and find hope in that. There is hope. There is new things coming ahead of us. So we have the opportunity to be part of co-creating that by planting the seeds with an intention that we want for our future. So on that note, now let's move over. I want to talk a little bit about this retrograde. Pluto has been direct with a lot of other planets. For several weeks, we've had no planets in the retrograde. Okay? No planets have been in retrograde. So that created like a very forward-moving, strong energy that we could barely keep up. We just felt like, my gosh, will it ease up, right? Not with all of that, everything moving forward. So it was moving fast. It was just knocking it all down and creating something brand new. That's what we've been experiencing. And that was right in there with all those planets direct. But on April 24, 25, depending on where you are in the world, that's going to shift when Pluto goes into a retrograde. It does it once a year. It will be in this retrograde until October. So it will slow it down a bit. In a few weeks, you're going to see where Venus, Saturn, Jupiter will also go retrograde. So that is going to start to slow things down a lot. And now we reflect, because when you have a retrograde, it's about going inward. So we were just going, whoa, and now we go inward and we process and we review, we evaluate how we were doing things. So that's coming up. So retrogrades in general, all reflection. So Pluto, what is all this about Pluto? See, Pluto is going to be working with how you feel in your security, your stability. Kind of relates, right, with what we have going on. So if you take this journey inward with Pluto, that's the one, it's intense words, but that's the planet of death, destruction, rebirth. Okay? It's been forward moving since October of 2019. And now it's just starting to slow down. So if you think about October 2019 to now, where it was moving forward, look at all that stuff that happened in that time frame. Look at everything that might have happened for you personally. Look on the global scale. Very interesting information with that. There was that big conjunction that happened in January of 2020 with Saturn and Pluto. And Saturn is a very stern teacher, and they all lined up together. And that's a lot of energy to hit us right there. But there's a lot of this as above, so below going through this whole theme. So if you think about what was going on in your life in October of 2019, what was going on, what shifted, what changed, what was happening, that'll give you some clues that'll help you now with where it's going to move forward, or retrograde, I'm sorry, where it's going to shift, because that will help you a lot with your own personal journey. So I'm going to take a quick break for a moment. Say hello and see if you got any questions. You can put them up in the live chat. We have that over on YouTube. And I want to welcome everybody that is joining the show. You might be watching on the Facebook Live with Transformation Talk Radio's page. So welcome to you as well. You can put the questions out there. You can call in 1-800-930-2819 if you have a question about this. Or you want to share an experience, because you might be having something that's very interesting that you could share with all of us. But think about what kind of seeds. What I want to do is stay focused with the topic, though. What could you do to plant a new seed for the future? What are you thinking about? How have you noticed this shift? So I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
And welcome back to the show. Okay, let's start talking about this. Now, we talked about the new moon. We are going to talk about Pluto, and then we're going to talk about what the angels' insights are on both. So that's why I'm going to keep moving. And hello and welcome to everyone joining us. I have the world healing meditation that we put out a couple weeks ago, but it's specific. We put it out at the beginning of all this challenge. It helps you to clear and heal your own energy and then also share it out into the world so we can work together to keep the energy out there. It's right there in lots of different places. It's on Insight Timer. It is in my meditations on YouTube. It's in all of the free courses on the website. So if you want to join on that, please do. And I have a link right in the YouTube there that you can get to that video, or that it's about 19-20 minutes, but it's there for you on days that you need. I've had a lot of good feedback from it. So, please, it's there for you. It's free, not asking anything. I just want you to help yourself. And while you're doing it, you could pass on to the rest of the world. If we all did that, it would be an amazing place of energy. So that's why I'm putting that out there. So here we go. Now, on the Pluto retrograde, so what we were talking about was the as above, so below, the inside, what we believe is what we will see on our outside, what we focus on, things like that. What we are is the energy we put out. That's what we're telling the universe we want more of, or that's what we want. So that's where you go in, and that's where the power to change things is, with law of attraction. In astrology, the Pluto is the planet of death and rebirth, or it's going to get rid of the old so you can rebirth something brand new. Not literal death, but it's more about, you know, the shifting of the energy. Just that's got to go away. That's done. I know, intense words, but that's what it is. It gives you opportunity to review your past, to see what you need to work out and what you need to change. Let me say that again. Pluto helps you look at your past to see what you need to transform or change, and where also previous changes in your life, where did that take you? What could you do differently, or did that work for you? It could be both, but it's a good opportunity. That's what it'll help you do. And like I said, you're going to be thinking back to October 9, 2019. That will help you see what was shifting or changing then, or what was popping up. It'll give you a good guide to what is coming your way now. It helps you to go deeper into the recesses of your inner world, to just clear out the closet, figure it out. It just goes through and is moving things. But it's a transformative planet. It really is. And it will shift things. So that's how that energy works. Now, you're looking at the themes that were sticking out. Like, what was happening for you? What was happening when this thing was pulling all these layers back, and you're looking at this deeper journey that you're taking inward? What is it? What seems to be the common themes? What seems to be happening there? What keeps popping up? What is it that we keep repeating and then it still doesn't work for us, but we keep doing it the same way? Where could you do that different? Things like that. A Pluto retrograde is a spiritual time. It's a highly spiritual time because it's going to take you into those deeper recesses. A lot of times the places we don't want to go to or we don't want to think about, but it will help illuminate where you can find the inner wisdom within you. That's what you want, the inner wisdom within yourself, not coming from outside yourself, not coming from someone else really, but your inner wisdom, because that's tapping in to your higher self, your soul, and what you need for you right now. It's a place when Pluto is retrograde, it will take you deeper as far as like spiritual awakenings. You'll go through more of them. You know, it's like at a deeper level, more depth to them is, I guess, a good way to say it. And it's interesting. And we always talk about going deeper, and they do that in hypnosis too. You're going deeper, but you are actually ascending higher. And I always found that analogy so interesting because it was like saying the opposite to us, but it's not. To go deeper, you're going into a higher realm of frequency, consciousness, awareness, things like that. There's a lot that Pluto can do to help you. Some of it is like, oh, this is getting in there and doing all the dirt, the hard stuff. Yeah, kind of. If there's stuff that you're really hanging on to that needs to go, it can feel that way. Globally, Pluto's retrograde, it'll help to slow things down a bit, so we can dig deeper and look below and kind of sort things out and catch up. Like, okay, we can catch our breath and get a plan of action in right there. Pluto is also about control, wealth, you know, whatever's going on. It's the mirror. It's a shining light on what needs to be changed and transformed. Think about that. It shines the light. It reflects back and lets us see what needs to be changed, what needs to be transformed. Think of it that way. And the actions can sometimes feel like we're being forced into it. the soul has a way of nudging us if we're, you know, not, you know, taking action, and it's not, you know, trying to punish anybody. But it can, if we've been asking for things to change in our life, and then all of a sudden they're changing, we don't understand why they're changing. It could be because the soul is trying to help you gain what you were trying to achieve. And sometimes we, you know, for us, some of us, it's just, and me too, in some places, it's just hard to change certain things. And then you know you need to. This energy will help us do that. Plus, along with the new moon that we were talking about earlier, you're planting the new seeds. So Pluto can help you figure it out. Like, okay, this is what needs to change. This is what needs to go away. And then when you go to plant those new seeds and you start with a methodical, like, okay, let's just take this one step at a time. I don't need to get overwhelmed. I just need to do something in that direction. And I've found this to happen many, many times. When I needed to change something, I found it to be amazing. If I just took that little bit of a step, and I was encouraged by the angels, and I'm going to share that too, just that little bit of intention and step, all of a sudden it just started flowing. And the first time it happened, I went, no way, it's that easy? It's not always that easy, because we're the ones that kind of hold it up a lot, but it does work. I have seen it happen numerous times. So I share with you what I have seen to work, what has worked for me. If it's not for you, then don't, you know, move on, find something that does work. I can only share what I know to be true for me, or true for other people that I've seen it work for, and what I've learned and experienced. I share a lot of experiences with you. I've been doing this my whole life. I mean, I've been connected my whole life, but I haven't known all. I haven't known it all. You know, you think you do sometimes, but you don't. Not always. So here's the thing. This is a very strong energy. Pluto's a strong energy that it will help keep you in the game to go deeper into those recesses. That's what we need sometimes. We need the extra nudge to go where we really didn't want to go, or, you know, we're like, okay, we can do this. We got this. Yeah, we have to do that sometimes. And it won't go direct again until October 4th. So between now and October 4, on 24, 25, till October 4, it will be in this retrograde to slow it down, to give you opportunity to see what you need to do. That's a gift from the universe. That really is a gift. Okay, so when it goes forward in October, it's probably going to get active again. But we'll be ready if we're doing our work now. We're planting our intentions, our seeds. We're working on this now. There's nothing to be worried about when it goes direct. Nothing. It's never anything to be worried about anyway, but it does cause a lot of changes when it does. So I wanted everybody to understand that. Now, when we go... And I asked about this, when I asked about this with the new moon and Pluto from the angels, first let's take the new moon. The new moon's about planting those seeds. Michael is always come in for the, you know, so many things right now with everything going on and change. He's wonderful to work with when there's things new and different and you've got to cut ties with things, or you're just nervous, or you feel intent, you know, overwhelmed or fear or anything like that. He's fantastic for big changes in your life. And he just simply said, he said there, this is, enjoy the process of creating. At first, it'll feel like it's just all in your mind and it's not realistic. Do it anyway. Put that energy to good use into things that you want to do. Even if it feels like you're just daydreaming, do it. It lifts your spirit. It strengthens your soul. It gives you ideas, and you start to wake up the creative side of you. He was very strong about that. And he just said, don't be afraid to dream. Don't be afraid to dream. And he was telling me this as well as for me to share with you. Don't be afraid to dream big. Don't be afraid to take a little step in that direction or learn about it. Put that intention there and let it put a smile on your face of the things that you want to create. It may feel impossible now, like, oh, I can't get that all done. I can't afford it and all that. You got to take all of that out of the picture. Like, none of that matters to do this type of work energetically. You just don't worry about that, because if you truly work with it, universe has a way of giving you some opportunities that'll show up where, oh my gosh, there it is. That's an opportunity where I can start to work in that way. Now, he also had some strong advice for the Pluto retrograde. He said, do not waste this time. Use it wisely. Do not waste this time. Use it wisely. He said, do not be afraid to go in there to see what needs to be dealt with. Just because sometimes it's emotions that we just hang on to. Sometimes it's just we're afraid of the changes that can happen. Sometimes it's just the insecurity or fear of the future, which that one's pretty heightened right now a lot. And he's like, use this energy with the retrograde to get your information, do your homework, do your research. The only one that can truly do that inner work is you. I mean, you can go with someone and help, you know, with the guidance and things like that, like what we do, like what I do. But honestly, what I want to help you do is not be afraid to go inward and see what's in there for yourself. Because it's the window to see clearly how you can make all this happen, how you can change it up, how you can let things go. So between these two, new moon and Taurus and the Pluto retrograde, we have some wonderful energy to work with right now that'll really help set you up for what's coming with the big changes that are around the corner. Because it is changing. If you haven't noticed already, it's changing. But these things can help you. So let me see. I see a few things going on. Let me see what's going on in chat. We have... let's see, Karen found disrespect snuck in from boyfriend. I'm not really feeling it. It hurt me a lot. What I'm seeing is my accepting this shoddy behavior because it's old pattern stuff. My sitting around. Okay, yep. You figured it out. See? That's tough. Sorry to hear you were going through that. But what I like is she's sharing how she put it up. There's the problem. I've identified it now. What are we going to do? We're going to change something about it. She realized her time and energy being wasted. Yeah, sometimes journeys that align at one point in our life with another don't align later. And sometimes we just have to let things be and go in different directions and let it go. She's looking at, I need better. Vibrational alignment with relationships that match where you are is, you know, what you want, not try to hang on to something that doesn't match anymore. So good for you. You just shared that you were going through that, but you've also identified it. And that's very much what we're talking about. Pluto's tough, but that was good information for you. Good for you. We also have Dilek. I believe I'm saying that correctly. I hope so. Hello, Jen. I would like to plant new and better seeds, but I have foggy and blurry vision. I can't see clearly. I don't know what to do. Is there anything that you can tell me for help? I hope I can see it during the retrograde. Yes, that's what this retrograde will help you do. Basically, what we were talking about with Pluto taking you deeper into the recesses. Sometimes if we put that intention out there and ask for that help with clarity, for example, like sometimes when something's challenging and I'm still trying to see it, I'll just ask for that clarity, like ask for that message, like, Michael, can you help me just not be afraid to see it? I mean, it just seems foggy. I don't understand. What is it you want me to do? I need some clarity. I need some clear, like, what will happen for me when I ask that is the message will be repeated. It'll come in different directions, random conversation with someone, or you'll see it, and it's all the same message. That's how you can look for it. I find that to be quite common for a lot of people. They'll see it like that, like it repeats. It's going to be the same message over and over, and that's how you know they're trying to say it in different ways that it'll help you see it. So I hope that that helps you. It looks like you are going through something big about staying with something or changing. And yeah, I understand. This is what meditation can help with so much. Meditation helps you go inward. Marion, you're asking that. I just saw that. Meditation is going to be one of the most beneficial things we can all do right now. You can use the guided meditations that I've created. They're over in a meditation category on the YouTube channel. You can use those to help you to get started in it. And meditation doesn't have to be guided. You can sometimes just sit and be quiet. And we can ask when we're saying a prayer, we're asking for something. When we're meditating, we're listening. And you can start with 5 minutes if it's something hard for you to do. Some people say, it's so hard for me to shut my mind off and just stop. Then don't try to shut the mind off. I found that if you stop fighting the mind is loaded with all this energy. It's got to spin out. That's what dreams are about. That's what happens with our dreams. It's all this extra energy it's trying to process. And to set with it and then just be patient. I mean, sometimes it's not going to happen when we want it to happen. Like, it's not like going to come in 5 minutes, like you're going to ask, you're going to sit with it. Okay, nothing's happening. You go about your day. You go, thank you. You give yourself that time. Then you just go about your day and you do something. And most of the time, even with myself, the insights will come in when I'm not even thinking about what I'm trying to figure out. Because that's when you know to trust it too. That's what I know to trust, because I wasn't trying to hear it at that moment. I wasn't trying to get that answer right at that time when I was in the meditation. I put it out there and then I move on. And then it will just come in randomly. I'm doing something completely different, or I'm busy in the yard, or I'm doing something like that. And then boom, there it is. That's how you know that's intuition. I call those intuitive hits, because I'm like, oh, there it is. Wasn't thinking about that at all. And of course, that's the answer. That's what I was looking for. Like I said, it could come from someone just saying a random statement to you. It could be something you read. It could be something that you just watch on television. It could be coming from unexpected places. It's just being open to that. Pluto will take you inward. Those uncomfortable things, those deep thoughts that you may not want to go to. Remember, that's what we're looking at with this type of energy, so we can plant new seeds for the future that would be better. So that's quite a bit of energy right there, I know, and it feels intense. But when Michael was sharing with me the insights to give you, there was so much about, don't waste this time to work with this energy. Just put the intention out there and go about your day. Okay, yes, I want to do this. And then 5 minutes, make a list. Now, that's a good way to do it. If you have one of those minds that needs to be busy, make lists. Make two different columns, because that's getting the thoughts and the energy out and in onto the paper, more bringing out into the physical world to reflect back at you and you read back. If you had a column of what's working and what's not working in your life, start with that. And you may have one list a lot longer than the other. If the list of what's not working is a lot longer, okay. And you don't feel that you have very much working in your life on the other side, put that list aside and start another list. And this list you're going to ship. Now, this is a great exercise to help you guys get there, what I'm talking about going inward and understanding this. But then you take another list. Now, this list, two columns again, okay? You're going to have in one list, what you want to plant in your new life and what you want to manifest in your life. Put it down, even if it seems too big or impossible. There's no rules here. Remember, on these lists, it's not like, oh, this is what I want, but I could never afford that, or I could never do that, or I don't even know how. It doesn't matter. All of those rules go out the window with this list. Put them down in the list of what you want. Remember, put things like, I mean, you could put the fancy car, but I highly recommend that you put the type of lifestyle where you have what you're looking for as far as your happiness and your security and your financial security. Then you can get the car. But I'm just saying, having a car without any money to pay for it, you could get, you know, that doesn't look at it logically that way. Like, what would be very happy? For some people, abundance and happiness is not having a whole bunch of stuff. It's living a little bit simpler, not having to work so hard. They feel like they're rich in life. Think about the things that you want on an emotional relationship, everything. You want to move. You want a relationship that suits you, things like that. Put it all down on the list with no rules about it's impossible. On the other side, these are the things that maybe you've already been trying, but they're not working with the approach that you're using at this time. Like, say you have something on both sides of the list. Like, say, okay, I want to work on moving. And over on the list of things that you have been trying to work on, I want to move, but it's not working. I keep trying all these things, can't figure it out. That's what you're going to start taking that list apart and looking at, what do I keep doing that's not working? Because that needs to go away. I need to find a different approach. See, this is a wonderful way for you to get in there. Get in there where all this information is inside in your inner world. Listen and process it. When things come up you don't like, don't be hard on yourself. Just put them down just because you want to get them out. And you also want to see, okay, this is working. This is a wonderful way to work with Pluto, because Pluto is a mirror and reflects to us what's going on in the inner world. And if all of these things are in the inner world that aren't helping us create our outer world, we got to get them out anyway. And now we can see it reflecting back, like, okay, that's where some of the problem is, or that's where some of it is. It's not about somebody else. You might be in very unhappy relationships or whatever. No blame game here, guys. This isn't about them. This is about what you can do different. Karen's example was a good one, because she's looking at what she could do different. Yeah, I don't want that kind of relationship anymore. I want to be disrespected. Well, she's working on that, because you know what? As soon as we respect ourselves and we take ourselves seriously and we put boundaries up, like say no when you need to say no, or move on and let something like that go, completely changes the dynamic of the clarity to the universe, what we want in our lives. So that's a good example of that. Let's see what time it is. Let me see if we've got anything else in there. Shadonna, I keep receiving guidance that I have a lot of emotional pain, trauma, and self-love energy that contributes to some health issues. I thought I cleared, healed it, but apparently not completely. Okay, how do I completely heal and release it? How will I know when I have? Okay. Okay, here's the way I know this, and that's a good question. When you go into different layers and deeper recesses of things as we go higher, you might find that you go through something that you thought you had healed and it seems to be coming back. It doesn't mean you didn't heal it at that level. You've gone up a notch to take it deeper and you found that there was some things at a deeper level. Yes, there has been an association with emotional pain, trauma, with health issues that does, when you look at the metaphysical thing of life, you know, there has been connections to that. I know that I had that. And some things took me several years to process, and I just had to keep processing a little bit more at a time. It's that onion layer thing you may have heard before. because when we have been moving into this accelerated spiritual awakening and we've been rising up into a higher frequency, as soon as you do that, which is what we've all been feeling, it puts a flashlight, a spotlight on, oh, whoa, I didn't know that was there. I thought everything was fine. It was at the other level you were, but when you went and we kicked up to another one, all of a sudden, why does that feel like an anchor? Why is that affecting me? A lot of people also in spiritual awakening, we call them spiritual awakening symptoms, have been having all kinds of stuff like that. When the frequencies went up, which they've been doing a lot in the last several months, year, it can cause, and you can feel that affecting your electromagnetic field. Also, you feel, why do I have all this weird stuff going on? Because it's spotlighting, these are where your cells are releasing some energy. Remember, also, it comes to the surface to be released. So when it comes to the surface, we feel it a little more before it's gone. But don't be afraid. Don't feel stressed. Don't feel like I messed up. I thought I got rid of it. You did. You have. You're seeing the remnants that might be in the back of the closet you didn't know was there. We're all going to feel stuff like that. It's not like, okay, it's done forever and good. You do know when something's gone and really made a difference because you just can't connect to it, feel it at all. Especially emotional pain or trauma. You just don't feel it. You try and you can't. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend trying to reconnect that, but I hope that makes sense, because don't feel like, I thought I got rid of this, why is it back? The cells have cellular memory. They hold a lot of this. And when you go through these frequency shifts like this, we're feeling these things released out of our body. It's actually part of the ascension process. I know. And then you have Pluto coming in, which is really deep stuff. And that very much actually might be why you're feeling so much like that, because it's going in there and really putting some spotlights on some things. This is done well. So when you look at this, it's not like you didn't do it well before. You did just fine. It's just, so we don't want to be hard on ourselves. We want to be looking at it going, okay, I did pretty good. Now I'm just moving up to the next level. And every time we move up to another level, we'll probably have a little bit to do. We all do. You find these things are just unexpected and you're like, wow, what was that? How is that happening? So please, 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 please don't be hard on yourself. Just don't stop. Keep going with it. I've been recommending for a lot of people to continue to do energy clearing at least once a day, twice a day when you're feeling it. Every 12 hours, do it. I've been doing it more too, because you start to feel, wow, this is really, I know I sit there and I'm working on mine and I go, man, what is this like for people brand new to this? Because I know I'm feeling it. And then I'm trying to give you as much as I possibly can to help you, but I don't want you to feel discouraged. That's why I put the meditations out there, to help you with that. And then once you've got the hang of how to do it yourself, you don't necessarily need to listen to the meditation that I made, but it can help you get the hang of, okay, yeah, let me go there. Let me do this. It's also a nice break to get away and give your energy a place to be and go. Because if you're holding it in, which we a lot of times do, because if you find that you're trying to control the environment or the situations, you're holding energy. I know. You're holding it. Energy's supposed to pass through, not hold it. So I hope that makes sense. I know. A lot going on here, guys. And thank you for that, Shadonna. I think that was a good one to bring up. You are most welcome to everyone saying thank you. Very good. Do the list. The list will really help sort things out. Shadonna, the listing would be good for you as well. If you didn't hear that part, I was talking about making the lists. So as we close the show, I want everyone to know, Michael has been very direct about this energy. He was very direct about Pluto, like, do not waste this time. Use it. I'm there for you if it gets intense and you're feeling it, like Shadonna was sharing. She says, I do have control issues. Oh, yeah. Work with Michael on that because, yeah, he'll remind you. That's, yeah, everybody does. I mean, actually, when we try to control it, we're afraid of it. That's a good way to notice, oh, wait, that's something I'm worried about, so I'm trying to control it, trying to control the outcome. And so that's a very good point. But he said, don't waste this energy. Use this Pluto energy. The new moon is about planting the new seeds. So remember, it's not going to be overwhelming. It's a new moon in Taurus, so it doesn't want to go so fast. Taurus likes to do it slow, steady, have a plan, use your list. That will work with both of these energies. It will work very well. You can also do lists for what you want to do in planting those seeds. We were talking about that. So a lot of the topic today has been working with manifesting and law of attraction with the angels and this energy of Taurus new moon and Pluto retrograde. So remember, if you're looking for clues with Pluto, look back October of 2019. See what was going on then. And, oh, I like that, Karen. A light bulb moment. Awesome. Yes, you guys. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for sharing your questions. Those are all great questions. That's a lot of how we're all feeling in so many different ways right now. Know that there is hope. There is something coming on the horizon that is a better way. We have opportunity to work with it to create some of that. You know, for people that like to have control, this is where you want to put it. You want to have that empowerment. You don't want to be feeling like you don't have any, but you do want to be working and have that intention with planting new seeds for the future. So that's where you want to put the energy, not on what was. That's going to help you too. By the way, Shadonna, that's going to help anybody going through where they're trying to figure their way out through this. I just want you to all know that you're here. We're here. We're all part of this witness of something major in change. And we're all here to do our part and transform with it and find a better way to do everything. Just find a better way. So that's what we have opportunity for, guys. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you all much love and happiness. And I will see you next time on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.